Hello, Miss Natalie. Hey, you know, I'm very happy to say that you can be present on the Helping Hand International podcast. It is an honor for us, our president SSI Ecuador, to collaborate with us. And by the way, how are you, Miss Natalie? I hope we can do more for young people, especially around the world. Okay, this time we will discuss young people for the future. There are some questions that I and we will discuss. Okay, first, Miss Natalie, speaking of young people, about young people, I'm very proud, especially of you as young people who lead an organization that we can say is very big that you are now leading in Ecuador. Miss Natalie, what is the first special things that you feel after being appointed as president of an organization called SSI?
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to express my most sincere gratitude to Helping Hand International, to all who listen to us and to you. Although it is true, now more than ever the world has more young people coming into the people world issues. Young prepared people training and without fear of raise their voices. Answering your question, I would like to start by telling you that in Ecuador, one of the sectors with the most problems is the agro-productive sector. Together with my father, have been working on a strategic plan called AgriVision Ecuador 2050, which would be the solution to the real problems that we are facing. Currently living and focused in these problems was born in me the need to find a way to reach many people to become aware of the true importance of agriculture. Helping Hand International gave me the opportunity, and when they told me that I would be president of a chapter in my country, I felt inexplicable happiness and pride. I want to tell everyone, young people listening to me, that the time changed already, and the world needs them. It is no longer necessary to have financial power and great contacts. Organizations like Helping Hand International are interested in people like us, young transformational leaders with fresh and proposals that will really generate the relevant change that the world demands.
Okay, it's good answer, Ms. Natalie. You know, Helping Hand International, Fadilato, and Ecuador SSI, it is organization, young people organization. Of course, Miss Natalie, are of course both moving in the same organization. Of course, can you tell us what your first impression was when Fadilato Helping Hand International invite you to collaborate on this amazing podcast project? How do you feel?
My first impression was a feeling of gratitude with God and the life of being able to have the opportunity to express on a world level our goals, proposals, work and projects that we are developing within Ecuador. I am blessed to have a very prepared team and committed to the ideas of freedom to carry out all of our work. Being a spokesperson for true change is a great responsibility since as the leaders of our country that we are called to demand more every day until we reach excellence in everything we do.
Okay, Miss Natalie. As we all know, that young people have extraordinary creativity, amazing creativity that cannot be denied in all aspects of education, technology, social and culture. But there is one problem that we know is on social issues. Miss Natalie, is your project plan with SSI Ecuador especially in social dams?
Clearly is a reality. I am very happy that now we see more and more young people empowered in issues of relevant importance. AgriVision Ecuador 2050 is a plan with 11 strategic axes with their respective main lines, such as the training of our industry, food security, financing, training, and as a transfer of technology as a productive development sustainable agri-technology 5.0. The problem of migration of the rural population to the urban sector, and there are no incentives to harvest. cultivate and therefore would like to be competitive in international markets. Productivity is less than 30%. There is an incipient index of agriculture orientation. I'm concerned totally for families that are dedicated to agriculture, taking into account that the level of schooling is zero. 90% of urban families barely know how to read or write. It is our duty as citizens to convert this project into life opportunities for our citizens, opportunities for employment, and a decent life that is really a vital need for each of our countries focused on sustainable development goals.
Miss Natalie, I think it is last question. Miss Natalie might have a message from you for young people, listener of young people of Helping Hand of Padra Talk Podcast listener. Positive message from Miss Natalie.
Never before has the world had a generation of young people so well prepared, educated, informed, full of knowledge, with great abilities and technological skills, and with an almost unlimited investigative capacity. It is with this privileged generation of young people from all over the world that I want to share some reflections. I have said before, the decision to get involved, it is a most powerful tool to transform life. Truly believe that one can change the course of history, and that with hard work and determination, it is possible to alter the life of an entire people for the better. For this, the first thing that is required is to conceive a very clear idea of the world that one dreams. That is why the time for young people is now, to take a stand. That is to have an opinion and defend it fairly and incorrectly, no matter how unpopular it is. To achieve this intellectual clarity, there is not shortcuts. You need to study a lot, spend a lot of time reading, and start reading at an early age. We must have a very strong vocation to serve. We are chosen to create opportunities for citizens, not to direct their lives, not to tell them what to do or when to do it. The world calls for new leaders. The country is thirsty for a new generation of well-trained leaders with the ethical values that our people demand, and with the courage to recognize and make decisions despite the risks. I want to tell those who makes up the young nation that the call is now. It is time to generate a true change. Your time is the present. Your leadership is needed here and right now. Take the reins of destiny in your hands. Do not wait from others to inherit a country older than the one you dream of. You don't have to start off by doing big things. Great fires always start with a spark. But don't give up thinking big. Go ahead, already saved. The best destiny that can be given to a life is dedicating it to something that lasts longer than the life itself.